now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Hello and welcome to the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, of course, a part of the Webcast Beacon Network at webcastbeacon.com, where you can listen to the Webcast Beacon, Webcomic Beacon Newscast, the Tropecast, and Web Fiction World. Present rate, we're updating at least two podcasts a week, so go ahead and check that out. Also, we're, of course, part of the Rampage Network at rampagenetwork.com. Let's see here. This is episode 199 of the Webcomic Beacon. I'm Fess of PSIWebcomic.com, and with me we have Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com. Welcome.
Well, hello there.
And Tanya Higgins of DaisiesAndShitProductions.com.
Hello, hello.
And so there's just a couple of bits that I want to cover right before we get started. First off, I would like to plug some advertisement spots available for the Webcomic Beacon and, of course, the other podcasts on the Webcast Beacon. If you go to webcastbeacon.com/advertise, you can find out ways you can help support the podcasts that you enjoy so much by purchasing an advertisement spot on one of the podcasts, which would be like a 20 to 60 second audio bit that we'll play on the show, as well as a banner that would go on the post as well. And that helps us to be able to do advertisements or buy equipment, go to conventions, because it's really expensive to keep the at the rate that I'm going at. And so it would help out. Otherwise, we have Project Wonderful ad spots. And there you go. What are you doing?
What is that?
Mark.
Oh, what? What?
What were you doing with the mic?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just making an adjustment here. My bad.
Okay. And let's see here. Episode 200 next week. Excited. I don't know what we're going to do. We're probably just going to talk about some of our favorite webcomics, and I'm going to try to get some guests from other podcasts on. I don't know. We'll see yet. And also, coming up in August or September, because August is kind of getting a little weird with scheduling right now, we want people that do webcomics that have stories of going on hiatus and coming off of hiatus. We want to turn this into like a call-in show, or if you don't think you can make it during on Sunday, you could leave us a voicemail at 1-320-310-0922, or send us an audio file in an email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. I'm plugging this several episodes ahead of time to really try to get some people out on there so we can do this show. And with you know, call-in shows are always a little bit tricky, and sometimes they work well, sometimes they don't work as well. But this week, we are going to be talking about the rules of the internet as the original 47 that come from 4chan, apparently.
Yeah.
And if any site that knows how to come up with rules, it's 4chan.
Is that what they came up with?
Yes. So the idea is to come up with to go over the rules, the quote unquote rules of the internet, and see if we can readapt any of them for webcomics, because that's what we do. This is totally not something because we didn't have any other sort of idea planned for this week at all. So let's start off with rule number one and number two.
Yes.
Rule number one, you do not talk about B. Rule number two, you do not talk about B. If anybody knows what this is, you're not supposed to talk about the image board on 4chan.
Yeah, never.
Ever. However, I would like to readapt this for webcomics. As in, you do not talk about Sonic Chew. You do not talk about Sonic Chew.
I don't even know what Sonic Chew is.
Good.
We've talked about it twice.
Yeah, we mentioned it. We did not talk about it.
Damn it. Now I'm going to have to go look it up. Crap.
That is on you.
I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I knew.
Isn't
I was
this
do...
like we do not talk about Sprite comics?
It could be, however, we're going to be having a Sprite comic episode coming up in maybe next month.
So we break that rule. So about rule number two. We do not talk about He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Which one is that?
There could be many.
You know, for the rules 4 through 7, I don't know what to replace this as, but I'm going to read them as Anonymous is Legion, Anonymous Never Forgives, Anonymous Can Be a Horrible, Senseless, Uncaring Monster, and Anonymous is Still Able to Deliver.
I think at least 3 out of those 4, your audience. You can just fill right in there.
The audience is Legion.
I'm
thinking drunk duck, maybe. I don't know. There's Something Awful Forums. How about that? Maybe.
Something Awful is, yeah.
I think number 6 might fit there.
That definitely fits the horrible, senseless, uncaring monster.
It can be. It can be. It has the potential to be.
Yeah, replace Anonymous with Something Awful webcomic.
Something thread. Awful webcomic forum.
Yeah. Well, it's not even a form. It's a thread that they recycle. You know, they make a new thread after it hits like 10, 20 pages or something. But
that's true.
Oh my god! I just made it Sonic Chew. Why?
Obey the rules, Tanya.
Oh why? Oh.
Did you Google that?
I'm never gonna play Sonic the Hedgehog ever again.
This will be a very short show if we just cycle through all these really fast. And we'll be looking for a commentary in the Ustream chat as well. We broadcast live on Sundays with all of our podcasts. And I believe on the 7th next week, Web Fiction World Episode 5 will be broadcasting live. It'll be like an hour or two after the Webcomic Beacon records. So there'll be 3 podcasts that week.
Sweet Jesus.
All right. Rule number 8. There are no real rules about posting. And rule number 9 kind of goes with that. There are no real rules about moderating either. Enjoy your ban.
No one ever gets banned in webcomics. Obviously, because they're still out there.
I guess not. You know, at least they hate me, but at least they're posting comments on my website. Yeah,
it may all be death threats and links to kiddie porn, but at least they're commenting, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can use this as far as like posting on your WordPress site and comments there, or if you actually have a successful, as in people are technically posting in your webcomic forum, that can certainly be applied to there.
I think too many webcomic creators enforce the ban before they ever start. There's just no way to comment anywhere. They ban
like
you immediately.
There was, to bring up a little bit of history, there's this webcomic called Jack, which is, I really like it. It's very, very adult, as in nudity and gore, furry comic. The badass sort of deals with death and the 7 sins and people being evil and good and the dichotomy thereof. I don't know. I really got into it. Some people absolutely hate it.
You lost me at furry.
That's fine. But there was some really bad forum drama a few years ago where basically... Now, this is... I'm going to say it's alleged. I don't know for sure, though I have on many accounts this is what happened. But I'm going to go with the word alleged. There was a guy that... I guess made a fairly large donations to David Hopkins, the guy who does the comic, and his wife, I believe. And he would be... He's basically this big troll that just totally... Just the guy you didn't want around, but he wouldn't get banned even for bannable offenses in the rules because he, quote... had the Hopkins in there in his pocket. Let me just make sure I got the last name right.
So, like, the admin being the point.
He wasn't even an admin. But what? He would get away with stuff because of this.
Because of this association.
Because, yeah. And basically, it got so bad that I think half of the admins or the mods either left or got banned by another admin. And then there's one... And then one admin basically banned himself, so he didn't want any part of it anymore. You know, and he didn't even go to the forum anymore. It's like this, it's furry drama like you would never believe is allegedly what happened.
I'm so happy to know that I just know nothing about.
I'm with you.
There are levels of drama I can handle, and actually most convention drama is a bit too much for me. And whenever you add like a subspecies of, you know, a subsection of convention drama, I'm done. I'm so out of there. And I think any sort of furry drama would fall right into that. Now you have a subsection of a subclass of, no, I'm done. It's too many layers in.
Yep.
It's more convoluted and weird the deeper you go.
It's the inception of drama.
Everyone knows they're furries.
And especially with My Little Pony, there are so many new furries now. It's awesome.
God, I can't.
They're not furries.
No more.
In denial. Anyway, I brought that up because it was relative to the rules, and I'm trying to make sure the content of this episode is stretched out enough that, you know, we have a viable length for people that our usual listeners are accustomed to, like our typical 90-minute episodes. But this might only be an hour. We'll move on to, here we go. Rule number 10. If you enjoy rival sites, don't.
I don't know that. What, are you being, like, jealous and cagey now? What?
Yeah, nobody should listen to TGT webcomics or, or the Gigcast or just listen to the Webcast Beak Network. Yeah.
I'm a poly girl. Go with it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Apparently, no readers follow this. Yeah. None of my readers follow this advice here.
Yeah.
They're all on other websites.
Webcomic Mark.
What's that?
I said, I'm sorry. I'm cheating on your webcomic, Mark.
Yeah. You bitch. You webcomic whore.
Yeah, a lot of these rules could probably still be applied directly to webcomics anyway, as they are. I'm not really actually saying you can't listen to TGT webcomics and the Gigcast.
Like anyone thought you were serious.
I don't know. See, that's the
you
thing.
I don't know.
Apparently, I have this weird sort of strange sense of humor, and people think I'm absolutely serious when I'm kidding.
Oh.
And they think that I'm honestly really arguing and I'm really just bullshitting the whole time or just, you know, giving them shit.
I've taken precautions and just assumed that you're never serious.
It's like after everything I say,
tinfoil hat's a giveaway.
Yeah. Maybe I should start wearing one and then.
I think the jester
sort of
hat
line your hats
actually,
with it.
I still got my jester hat.
You just wore that all the time? Nobody's taking you seriously. Lick some jelly.
Just
walk around with a jelly packet
tin foil line jester
and a jester's hat.
Hey, it was tasty.
I love you, Fast.
Yay. Let's see here. Rule 11. All of your carefully picked arguments can easily be ignored.
I wish that were the case.
Yes.
There are too many people that think that just because someone has made a comment or, you know, written a comic or whatever else, it must be addressed. No.
Yeah, this still goes with webcomics.
I get that, too.
I think this rule was made before You Mad and You Jelly, which goes about, you know, it may not be ignored, but it's like you'll come back with the retort that is not an argument at all and just pisses you off, But they think it's a winning argument, but it's not.
Yeah. The one comic that I've had people do that with is the one I did after Gabby Giffords got shot, where it's just all black panels.
And I had so much fun with that.
And just not very long ago, somebody else said, oh, I stopped reading your comic now. Once I got to this one, you're just bashing the other guy too much.
Rage quit. Oh.
And I'm like, oh, so in other words, you did a Google search for comics about the Gifford shooting and you found mine and you left a comic, a comment that said, oh, I'll never read your comic anymore. I like it, but no. Oh.
Yeah, they rage quit. I love rage quitters.
There's
such a sense of accomplishment.
I think I can modify Rule 11. Okay, Rule 11 is you mad and you jelly are not valid arguments, but they'll work just the same.
It's dismissive, and that's the point.
Yeah. Okay. Rules 12 and 13 go together. 12, anything you say can and will be used against you.
Mm-hmm.
13, anything you say can be turned into something else. Fixed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That happens to Scott Kurtz a lot. I think 12 and 13 are the Kurtz rules. I mean, he could say something very innocuous and be, attacked for it. And then it just blows up out of proportion, which, again, I suspect is what he's after the whole time. But
I think he enjoys being provocative in that manner.
I think he's just marketing. I think he's just keeping his name out there, frankly. I think he's very savvy.
If that's it, good for him.
Or maybe Scott Adams, who runs his mouth like...
Jesus.
But he doesn't normally do that. It was just that one thing.
No, it was even did it again and again.
I mean, yes, he was
he is
he
so
was trying
chauvinistic.
To dig himself out of the hole, but
he is so chauvinistic.
That's the only thing I've heard him say that
which,
is provocative.
Which one? Because first we have the one where he pretended to be his own commenter talking about how awesome he was all the time, you know, constantly talking
about
it. Oh,
that's a different thing. I hadn't.
And then there's the one where he's basically saying rape is just misunderstood and natural.
That was the recent one.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
he tried
that
to
was
kick himself
that
out.
Was the rape is men behaving badly, which if it was a joke went horribly awry. And then he actually allowed a real journalist to go, you know, toe-to-toe to him in an actual publication. You know, just going back and forth. And then at the end, he basically, you know, said, oh, this has gone on long enough. I have other things to do.
Oh, geez.
After she had thoroughly stomped every point into the ground. And it was pitiful. Yeah. He spent a month trying to dig out of that. Or I don't even think he was trying to dig out. He was just digging a bigger hole.
Yeah.
It wasn't deeper, just wider.
Yeah. It's the thing. It's like I can understand maybe the subtext of what he was talking about, and yeah, it's like, you know, part of your reptilian brain. You know, that's what it was. But we've evolved past that.
But that's also not true. Anyone who knows anything about biology, that's not a reptilian brain.
Well,
function.
Like, you know,
primates have rules to sexuality, and one of those rules is don't take what you're not given. Chimps will kill each other over that shit. You don't just know.
Well, yeah,
rape is not a primate function.
But that's the thing, you know, it's a lot of, like, you know, human history has been coveting other things, you know, things that don't belong to you, power, basically. And it's an oversimplification, yes, but, you know, we've evolved past that to some sort of, you know, civilization.
Well, and it's always been policed in human history.
And, but though I'd say it's less policed today because these fuckers don't get, you know, their balls cut off like they should. But, you know, we'll move on from there. And I really don't like guys. Really don't.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad I don't like guys either. I like girls. I want the honeys, not the Harrys.
No, he doesn't like them at all.
No,
he hates
I can like individuals, but in general, I typically am kind of really not like guys at all.
You're like the most radical feminists I know. I don't get along with many of them, but the kind of like men are guilty until they're proven innocent sort of attitude seems to be what you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Moving on.
It'll be used against you, Fez.
Rule 14. Do not argue with trolls. It means that they win.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, basically.
But, hey, now, sometimes I contend it depends on why you're arguing with the trolls. Because Mark had a troll that I really, really, really enjoyed, like, you know, poking and making fun of. It made me happy to do so. I wasn't attempting to win an argument. I was just attempting to humiliate. And that's
I'm thinking of the Comic Genesis thread with that corn dog guy or whatever the hell he is, the guy who can't draw and says he's got the big hip hop underground hippity hop following and all this crap. That was fun because he made the rounds of the forums. See, he was fun to destroy.
If you're having fun with the troll, then that's like kind of like reverse trolling. That's just responding.
It's reasoning with the troll, you're going to lose.
Yeah. It's like
just ask President Obama.
I would
exactly.
I would update 14 with a sub rule. Haters gonna hate. You know. Yeah.
Haters gonna hate.
Oh, yep. So on the webcomic scene, this would be, as you know, don't respond to critics who have those sites that do nothing but bash people.
Yeah.
They're not honest critics. They're doing it because negative attention draws hits. Mm-hmm, and trying to claim that, you know, what they've said about you is unfair and or, you know, misappropriated mm-hmm. is ridiculous.
It just draws traffic to their site.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, I will play devil's advocate here and say some of what they say is legitimate. However, a lot of it is mixed with incredible nitpicking and attacking the personality of the person as well and not really having a critique of the work at hand.
You take, you know, the constructive criticism, right. And if you feel it's valid, but don't respond to it. There's no point in responding to
right.
it. That just allows for more ad hominem attacks, and that's just pointless.
And homonym.
That leads to more name calling. Is yes. that easier?
Which leads us to rule 15. The harder you try, the harder you will fail.
That's my rule for life.
Oh, Mark.
My life.
Remember, don't think harder, think smarter.
Well, that's not a thing.
It's an actual quote.
No, it's don't work harder, work smarter. It's not don't think harder, think smarter.
I can reappropriate the verb.
But you turn it to shite. It doesn't mean anything. My thing here is actually with writing webcomics. I've seen people, you know, they try to fit a particular audience or, you know, oh, somebody really liked this particular comic, so I'm going to try and make everything else look exactly like that. And they get farther and farther and farther away from anything sort of organic and real until it all turns to mud and horrible.
Awesome. And with that, we're going to take our first break, and we'll come back and we'll continue this train wreck.
Story of my life.
Like animation? Come listen to Animation Aficionados.
And if you disagree with us, you could be a guest on a future show.
Available on iTunes, the Zune Market, and animationaficionados.com.
This program is a part of the Webcast Beacon Network and is hosted on the Rampage Network. Follow us on Twitter at Webcomic Beacon. Email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail by calling 1-320-310-0922. The Webcast Beacon Network, covering and promoting creativity and the creative process since 2007. Webcomics, comic news, tropes, and web fiction at webcastbeacon.com. Now, back to our show.
It's kind of like number two.
That's crap.
That's what number two is, and it's like number 15, and it's my life.
Number two is you did not talk about Sonic Chew.
Yeah. No, I meant the other number two, and I don't mean in the village.
Yeah. You mean down by the pool?
That's terrible.
Rule 16. If you fail in epic proportions, it may just become a winning failure.
Yep.
I'm thinking Balloon Boy's dad.
What?
Oh!
Balloon Boy's dad, epic failure in so many ways.
Yeah.
But, and not just because of the balloon, but an epic failure, this guy.
Pretty bad.
Just hoping that if it's epic fail enough, he could become a reality show star because he sucks that much.
He was a reality show star. The reality was the news. And
thanks for being in Colorado, dude.
Thanks
really
for playing.
Really appreciate that.
That was the whole thing, was just him trying to
be on a reality show.
Just trying to get his way into a reality show.
Aspiring to reality TV. That's just, that's a depression.
That's epic fail. That's epic fail.
Yeah, I'm not even entirely sure of like the back meaning behind all these rules, but still a lot of these, because webcomics are online, these, you know, you don't have to readapt a whole lot
okay,
of these.
Okay, no, Rebecca Black. Friday is a perfect example of this.
Damn it, where am I going to sit? Am I going to sit in the front seat, in the back seat? I saw the best counter argument to that. Somebody like drew like one of those little like black and white face guys talking about, look, it's a 5-seat vehicle. There's already somebody in the front seat. You sit in the back.
That's kind of the point. It was such an epic fail that everyone knows about it. You know,
Star Wars kid.
Well, here's the thing with Rebecca Black. To her credit, I will give this. Apparently, it wasn't supposed to be any sort of like real thing. It was just, I guess, from what I was told, it was just supposed to be some dumb fun thing that they were doing, not some sort of.
Except that it was actually an actual production studio. They put this shit together. It's not all that fun if you have backing and financing and a studio.
However, I think she redeemed herself.
And, no.
You know, she well, because obviously she knows all that she's getting, and I heard on her Twitter she said that people are calling me the female Justin Bieber. Isn't Justin Bieber the female Justin Bieber? It's like,
okay, that's not redeeming yourself. That is using an old ass joke. She did not come up with that shit.
No, but she's still acknowledging. I'm pretty sure she's still acknowledging. And then, of course, there's the music video, which came after that, called Next Friday Night, or Last Friday Night, which is fucking hilarious. It's like an 80s throwback music video. And, you know,
this is a perfect example? It sucked so hard. But now, look. Now we've got Fess actually standing up for this piece of shit.
No, it's still a fucking terrible thing, but I want to give her the benefit of the doubt that she understands what happened with it. And
She understands, but I mean, it only... look, the entire world is throwing shit at her. Of course she understands. It's not difficult to understand. This is not a deep concept.
But we hate it, but we love it at the same time. That's the thing.
We don't!
So how does this tie to webcomics? I'm trying to think of an example.
Well, it's like putting yourself out there, and sometimes you can have something that's so bad that we love just to fucking rag on it.
It's a llama site that we brought up.
Oh, yes. That was an epic fail.
We must have mentioned it more than any other single webcomic, and not one of us could even find the webcomic for the first 3 times we visited it. And we mentioned site a dozen times.
It's still, to this day,
Rocket Llama
fills the cup of my heart to the brim with the bitter Sanka of hatred.
Well, it's not even the comic. It's the website.
Find the comic.
We're ragging on the website. I don't know if it's changed since then, but once again, here's your link. We're talking about you.
Once again, here's your link saying your website sucked 2 years ago.
Yeah. Of course, I haven't seen it since then. But
I'm going to Rocket Llama headquarters right now.
And rule 17, every win fails eventually.
Yeah.
Tea party. I mean...
Okay, actually, when you try to go to Rocket Llama now, it says, warning, visiting this website may harm your computer. So I'm going to guess that he hasn't really fixed all the adverts and blinkies and all of that stuff.
I think your computer just reached sentience and said no.
Yeah, Firefox told me it was a bad idea. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, we've all known just really, really good webcomics.
I don't think there's a comic there anymore. I'm there. It's a news site.
No, that's Rocket Llama Headquarters is a zine. I was wrong about that one. You have to go to the next link down. If you just did a Google search, it's the ongoing adventures of Rocket Llama, rocketllama.com ongoing.
Oh, yep.
And yeah, Firefox doesn't want me to visit it. Well, so I'm not going
to. It's showing me. And here's once again the problem. This is for all webcomics that do this. There is no static page to link to the comic. You click on it, it gives you hard links to the last comic. Don't do this. You need a hard link to the actual comic if you want to promote and sell your comic to an audience. It's terrible. If you can't do, if you somehow your coding is screwed up and you can't do it, you can't get the static page to show you the last comic, then you, on your main page, you have a cropping showing you have a new comic that updated. It's not my preferred thing, but I can at least see, oh, you updated. I will check it out.
I can't imagine that there's any sort of, like, needed coding weirdness that would.
Well, there's some. I've seen websites that are like this, and I'm going to guess that there's somehow a thing where the code doesn't allow them to have a static page for the last comic.
Oh, I guess.
So
rewrite your code. That's,
well, maybe, you know, not web cartoonists aren't all coders, you know. They don't know. They use something that's a template.
You can spend 3 seconds at an HTML site and figure out how to do a static page. You can do it in, like, Notepad. No.
This is an HTML. It's not HTML. It's like a template, CSS template, that does not have that.
Well, you know, so get another. No.
It's a lot of work.
I disagree.
I am saying if they at least make a cropping.
All right.
And show it on a static. Yeah, better than not, and that's fine. Okay. Rule 18: everything that can be labeled can be hated.
This is true.
Of course.
This is not just true of the internet. I think it's true of life.
It's true of life.
If you could, I mean, that's just true of all humans. If you can put a name to something, it can be hated.
Right.
My personal theme song is "Somebody Hates Me" by Real Big Fish.
I hate to keep going there, but probably the most obvious example I can think of outside of racism, which is pretty classic label, socialist.
Yeah.
The president got hit with that one, and they tried to stick him with that label of socialist.
Because
or communist, Marxist, fascist, Nazi, whichever one they...
Yeah, yeah. How dare we try to
it's
take care of our people.
It's all the same thing to them, I guess, you know? But...
Don't try to take care of people. What's wrong with you? What are you, some kind of socialist? Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. And I get it for liberal, and I get it for feminist, and I get it for woman, and I get it for, you know, pick a label.
Right.
Yeah, somebody's pissed off about
it. Yeah, socialist. You know, fucking Jesus was a socialist.
He was a hippie. He had long
Jesus
hair.
Jesus was way socialist. Beard.
Yeah, you fucking hypocrites.
Drank wine and stuff.
Yeah.
Hung out with hobos.
Yeah, there's like a country. There's like,
okay, they say that Jesus wasn't a socialist because Jesus did not demand that people give up their money to be spread around. He just said that it would be nice if they did.
I suppose. He's a passive socialist.
He's a very passive socialist. He's a passive everything. And look where that got him. He got nailed to a cross. That's what you get for being passive, boys and girls.
There's a country song called "Everybody Needs Somebody to Look Down On." or something. There's a song that's, you know, the chorus is that. It's like, it's fucking true, you bastards.
You know, I'm an arrogant little bitch. I look down on a lot of people. I'm
as far
right
as
up front with that. At least I know myself. I don't exactly consider it a good trait, but at least I'm honest.
And I think there's somebody that we can all agree to hate, and that's Nazis.
Yeah, I'm not keen on Nazis.
The best villains going. They really are.
Yeah, they're like the most
perfect villains.
They're like the most acceptable group to hate.
I would actually extend it to say knowing Nazis, because there are a great many people who thought that they were doing a good thing that didn't quite understand the intricacies of what was happening until it was until they were very much ensconced.
Right.
And then therefore in fear of their lives. So I would go with the you know, certainly the organizers.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a part of the upper Nazi echelon there, you're a douche. Yeah.
Well, that's putting it lightly.
I would say in this one, what labels could you put? A Sprite comic.
Yeah.
label it a MS Paint comic.
Yeah.
If you can stick a label like that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but I mean, honestly, it doesn't even have to be like a label that everyone agrees is horrible. I mean, there are plenty of people that hate slice of life comics, journal comics, strip comics, you know,
they get the same level of hate that a MS right. Paint comic would.
No, but I don't necessarily know that this is comic. About
they just seem to be they just seem to automatically be one that everybody hates.
However, rule 19, the more you hate it, the stronger it gets.
Forum trolls.
Yes. that's their power source.
For every skeptic and or atheist in the audience,
on your hate.
All I need to say is Mabus.
The hate will make you stronger.
They all know what
fueled by your hatred. Turn Mabus to the dark side.
Is the perfect
you want night. This. Unlimited power!
Yes,
my young apprentice. Pitiful band of rebels. Anyway,
rule 20, nothing is to be taken seriously.
I think Scott Adams was hoping that. maybe what's his face Deegan was hoping that with his
Dominic Deegan. God damn it, I like that comic. I don't care.
Which Dominic Durgan is better.
Was it that one with you raped me because it was my fault?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't because it was my fault. He did it to save her life, and I understand. In context of that universe, it makes sense. Unfortunately, none of us live in that universe. And so it was, you know, you bring up rape at all in any subject for any reason, and you're going to end up with a really strong reaction. And that's pretty much what happens. In context, it made sense. It wasn't exactly. The problem is that people took it as a very human thing, and it wasn't in a human universe, but...
Doesn't matter. There's still people. Doesn't matter if it's human or furry or
it does
or
matter
elfin.
Actually, because in some context,
no.
If you can divorce yourself from the context,
these are people.
It made sense in the storyline. I don't think it made emotional sense later on. Mm. He attempted and he gave it a shot, but he fell just a little bit short. I don't think it was as egregious as many people did. But then again, I'm currently, you know, trying to keep clear of a bunch of people who are pissed at me for my response to Elevator Gate, another thing that only skeptics and atheists will understand. But
Elevator Gate?
Elevator Gate.
You're going to have to explain this. Briefly.
Oh, God. All right. Briefly. There was a very popular skeptic blogger, Rebecca Watson, who was propositioned in an elevator at 4 o'clock in the morning. After she had literally spent the entire day saying how much she hated being sexualized in an academic context, it was even like kind of the point of her presentation that day. The guy was nice about it. He said, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I really enjoyed what you had to say and would like to keep talking. Would you like to come back to my room for coffee? And all she did a little video and said, you know, not cool. Don't do that. A skeptic responded to that and said, you know, I think you maybe took that wrong, and he was at least polite about it. And because, you know, Rebecca had talked about things like male privilege and those type of things. And Steph responded, she didn't necessarily think it was an issue of male privilege, but maybe just social inappropriateness. And
sounds like something that just snowballed out of control. From what you're
badly because within just a couple of a couple days of comments, someone brought up the fact that women are raped in elevators, and as soon as that was mentioned, it became a huge emotional mess, and Steph was actually labeled a rape apologist for not agreeing.
Wow.
It was a mess, and it's still a mess, and anyway.
So.
And I think that's what happened to Dominic. You can't. It's just one of those subjects. Yeah. It's going to spin out of control forever.
And
you're never coming back from that.
Rule 20, basically, if you break rule 20, you're going to end up facing like six previous rules.
Most of them involving trolls. Yes. And labels and hate.
Yeah, exactly. It goes on and on and on.
All right. Rule 21. Original content is original for only a few seconds before getting old.
Yeah. The attention span of the internet is, what, 3 seconds? I think.
How long does it take to read a comic? Less than 20?
I did full-page comics, and my average page view was less than 6 seconds. I actually timed myself, and you can read the comic in 6 seconds, so, yeah, not there long.
After it loads, and then it's like you know exactly where it is and the words are, so you can't really use yourself as it. So you have to give yourself a few more seconds to be like, okay, the eye's going to readjust to this.
Oh, it only took me, like, you know, two and a half seconds, so I figured that, yeah, 6 seconds is...
Now, I would think... other comics you may want to linger over just because you enjoy the art.
Or it's an info dump.
That goes the other way. That's not a pleasant experience.
You're just kind of like, you know, then you fall asleep.
No wallow text.
It won't help you fix number 21, sorry.
But that would be, I mean, I guess that goes to update schedules too.
Yeah.
I just posted a comic last week. Doesn't matter. Internet's bored now. Hold on.
Next rule is pretty common for people that are just starting to draw and do webcomics and are still learning. Rule 22, copy-paste is made to ruin every last bit of originality. Rule 23, copy-paste is made to ruin every last bit of originality.
Yeah. Doesn't this go to every gamer comic?
Like, you know, I was just going to say, all the Penny Arcade ripoffs, that's all they do.
It's a metaphorical copy-paste.
Or how about Control-Alt-Delete? Control-Alt-Delete. No, yeah. He copy-pastes the eyes and the mouth all the time.
Yeah. Same thing over and over and over again.
Dull surprise.
Oh, hey, you know, Control-Alt-Delete went off the rails with... the whole nothing is to be taken seriously thing, too, with his whole miscarriage storyline.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that I was mad at you for not understanding that I lost a baby.
Holy shit.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
And then they just quickly dismissed it as in, like, okay, we're going to drop this storyline. We're going to do something funny and silly now.
Yeah.
And what the fuck? Dude, fucking, you know, I wanted to draw, like, a redo of that comic and just have, like, somebody just beating the shit out of him and just, like, fucking leave him. Or him shooting him or just, you know, obviously
but
I have problems.
He's a scamp.
I have problems. Anyway, I just...
Keep going. We're at 24.
Rule 24, every repost is always a repost of a repost.
Yeah.
It can be on Twitter.
Yeah. Google Plus is running into this too. Half my feed is full of reposts, and I follow those people as well. So I've already read the original post. Stop it! Like, I actually have a new circle now for reposters, and you get reposters. Three chances. And if three posts in a row are just reposts of somebody else, you get put in the repost circle.
Twitter actually has solved this. If you don't make your own retweet. Like, or yeah. A retweet with, you know, if you don't do the RT and just do the regular retweet, it'll actually go through your list and show you that that something, especially if you already followed it, was also retweeted by somebody.
Oh.
I think. Or that it was retweeted by a few people, like if you're already following it.
Yeah. I can.
I think it's within, like, a certain time period. So if, like, it was, like, a day later and somebody retweeted it, it might show up.
Oh, I see what you're saying, where it says that your posts have been retweeted.
Well, I use TweetDeck, so I don't, I guess maybe, well, TweetDeck, well, use it
that's
intelligently.
A TweetDeck thing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. It's a good point, though, and it's also a good point about the, oh, I have such original idea, or, you know, yeah, it's kind of an homage to this comic, but nobody else is doing that. BS. Don't con yourself like that. Everybody's doing it. There are how many thousands of webcomics out there? Somebody else is doing the exact same, you know, funny sidestep to that comic that you're talking about. There's 20 of them.
let's see here. Oh, you can talk about, like, this also goes for, like, news posts. You know, people trying to pass off their news post as an original post, and it's really just a copy-paste of a previous thing. But the Webcast Beacon Network's Webcomic Beacon Newscast cites and credits both where we discovered the news and the original news site.
Yeah.
So, anyway, moving on, we have rule number... 25 relation to the original topic decreases with every single post. Yeah. I think we've already talked about this.
You know, I think actually the only time I've seen this where I could see that it's applicable to webcomics are writers who... I'm just going to do a quick sidestep and then I'll get back to the main story. No, you won't. You get back to the same story, but it's like a little bit off. And then you go on another little tangent, and every time you do, it waters down your main storyline more and more and more until you're writing a tangential comic. That's it.
Is that what I'm doing wrong?
Huh?
No, I'm not doing that.
No.
I don't think I am.
You do sometimes. you do run into you like tangents. You really do.
Well, I focus on other characters, and I want to like leave it like mystery what's going on. Anyway, we're not going to defend myself here. But 26. Any topic can easily be turned into something totally unrelated.
Yeah.
And
like, boobs. What? Oh, sorry.
Boobs. yeah.
Rule.
I can turn anything into boobs.
All right. Here we go. Rule 27 and 28. 27, always question a person's sexual preferences without any real reason. 28, always question a person's gender, just in case it's really a man.
That's so gay.
If, you know, all I want is a penny for every time I've gotten the, are you really a girl? That's all I want.
Why a penny?
Ask for a fucking dollar. I don't even need a dollar. Just a penny. I would be rich off my ass. It'd be brilliant.
You could be richer.
Well, I'm not greedy like that. I don't know what to tell you.
I actually knew a dude in college who, and this is mid '90s, so the internet was still fairly new. He was in a chat room and thought he was chatting up a chick, but it was really one of the other students who was a guy who was, you know, leading him on just for laughs because he was a loser and then felt sorry for him and stopped doing it. But
oh, so sad. That's
no,
like
it wasn't me.
The phone sex line.
Neither one of them were me, but I knew a dude.
Where, you know, there's the 1-800 phone sex lines where a great many of the women you're talking to are actually Filipino men. I don't know why. They apparently have effeminate voices, but yeah. Lots of Filipino men are making lots of money pretending to be Candy.
Hello, this is Candy.
I don't think it would work.
Okay, rules 27 and 28 can easily be repurposed. And I think they're sort of sarcastic rules. Obviously, they're very heteronormative. But you can easily just, you know, the rule should be... Don't make assumptions of a character's sexual preferences or gender.
Why the characters?
Or, I was going to say, or a creator's.
Oh, yeah.
It's more about the creator here, isn't it?
Do not use a person's avatar as for a good basis of who they are or what they are.
Or the subject line of their story.
Yeah.
Or
Kel MacDonald uses an avatar of her lead male character, and I called Kel a guy all the time.
Yeah.
Because I looked at the avatar. It's a guy. Must be a guy.
Don't.
No.
And in Kel, I wasn't sure, not a very gender, you know,
well, yeah, that's
straightforward
pretty...
name either, so I wasn't sure. So I go by the...
Well, and I had the one person email me and sort of, like, dress me down for trying to pretend to be a chick.
Well, who wouldn't want to dress you down?
It's better than dressing you up.
Well, then again, playing dress up can be fun.
Wow.
Well, Fess, I'll leave that to you.
No, I hadn't done that for a while. So. But I'm not talking about furries. I dressed up.
Given a choice, I'd be wearing fewer clothes with a lady than I would.
Yeah.
Have I admitted this before? I don't know. Tanya, you'll love this if I haven't admitted it already.
Oh, good.
There was a girl I dated, and I did dress up as a chick.
Nice.
Was it Halloween? What? I mean.
Well, no, I was actually doing it for a photo shoot of my friend Heidi was doing. You know, a shot. She was doing a thing on a transvestite.
Right.
Was like a photo thing that she was doing. And so I volunteered. And the girl I was seeing at the time was into this.
Nice.
So
I was going to say, this would better be for sexual purposes because that makes me so much more happy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you wax?
Nice.
Well, no. And I still had a beard. But. And a decent fuck off beard at the time too. So yeah. But
just
it was
Nuclea Waste, and she's one of like our most famous drag queens. So
but it was only this one time. But
all guys say that they cop to something that's not perfectly heteronormal.
No. I'm telling you,
but it was only once.
No,
really did it to get laid.
I was telling you, yes, it was. It's factual. It was only this one time.
Yeah. However, that is so decay.
However, for sexual purposes, I would not put it past me doing it again.
Yes, I completely
there
understand.
There we go.
That's decay.
That's very.
However, cool. I also made this big Tumblr post. Actually, Tanya, you probably didn't read my Tumblr post.
I don't think so.
All right, I'll repost it to you.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Rule.
But have you ever dressed up as Sailor Moon? Would you do that?
Nah, I'm not. I don't have a. I know. I'm not like. I wouldn't. I don't make a sexy girl. I'm
I wouldn't
sure.
even dress up as. Sailor.
I wouldn't imagine.
Rule 29.
Got to at least wax.
We'll do
something.
Rule 29 before we switch to another break. Rule 29. In the internet, all the girls are men, and all kids are undercover FBI agents.
Exactly.
That's only on To Catch a Predator.
Well, but it's a good point. Never assume that it's another identity thing. Never assume that the identity that you're given is... It's an anonymous, you know, genre.
Though for webcomics, I think artists especially, you know, these days on the internet, I think a lot more people and a lot more people coming to the internet use their real identity or, you know, they don't make a fake self for them. I think for the most part, I think most of the people on the internet who are legitimately on the internet, and that is, you know.
Well, the point is, if you're being skanky, assume that there's some sort of weird, you know, unexpected surprise on the other end. That's the point. Don't be skanky.
That or even like the adult webcomic artists, they're likely using not their real name. I would say a good portion of, you know, like it might even be half and half of the people that use the real name or are using a pseudonym or a handle.
But the point is you don't really know these people.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's like, don't make assumptions. And along with the
you don't really know these people, do not come up to them like you know them because you read their goddamn comic. Nobody wants that kind of intimacy with you. Stop it. It's creepy.
Right.
Creepy. You're not my best friend. Yeah. I don't know you.
And with that, we're going to our second break. And when we come back, we will polish off this list.
30 can suck it.
All right.
Sit down and take five while I defrag your drive with Jack in the Box tacos and a dope G5. If you bop MySpace records volume 1, I'm gonna shoot you in the face with my internet gun. My hard drive is huge, MP3s are external. Backup about the urinal and write on my lab journal at the pewter all night, cause my life is nocturnal. Data backup assures that my porn is eternal. You crazy, that's what all those bitches got to say. So I whip it out and post a pic in my LJ. Friends only, cause I don't want my mom to see if she saw she cut off the internet and cable TV. But I don't give a fuck about those internet hoes. I gotta cut them off before they wanna propose, cause the herpes isn't covered by my HMOs. Delete them from my buddy list and that's how it goes.
Futuristic sex robots, always on the scene, and we'll heat up your case just like an Apple on XP. We don't have no love for the internet skis, cause our PayPal accounts are overflowing with greed.
Tripping balls in bathroom stalls, waiting for a fine ass bitch to call. The THC hits my CPU, and I'm chasing after dimes like an Orthodox Jew. Plug and play a bitch, I'm a player bitch, like some viral shit. Counting website hits, my Punisher fan grill is illin'. When I see you on the street, your shit will be spilling. I'll infect you with Sasser and MS Blaster. Pop-ups be popping up faster and faster. A master, a dad tape full of raw raps. Perhaps my shit make your whole crew collapse. All you hackers who getting on my case, coax is here and I'll reformat your fucking face.
Futuristic sex robots, always on the scene, and we'll heat up your case just like an Apple on XP.
Sex robots, motherfucker.
We don't have
got a little story to tell. And no, I'm not talking about no AOL. I'm talking about how Firefox saved me from browser hell while I was using Internet Explorer on my DSL. Firefox 0.3, it spoke to me. It said, I'll make your life better than you ever could dream. I'll get rid of all those pop-ups for free MP3s, and I'll blow Spyro's head off while it's down on its knees.
Futuristic sex robots, always on the scene, and we'll heat up your case just like an Apple on it.
Iced out modded cases, 120mm Punisher fan grills, motherfucker. And if your mom talks shit to us, we'll kill her and burn her in a motherfucking van, motherfucker. And write about that shit in the live journals, motherfucker. And if you want something crazy like pineapple, fuck you, we'll kill you, motherfucker.
That was Welcome to the Internet by Futuristic Sex Robots. Found at musicgalley.com by Mevio. Just want to jump in here and make a mention that Moonhawk Studios Presents had myself, Ross Scott, and Alex Heberling on the on their podcast. And for those who are interested, they can give a listen. You can go to msp.starshipmoonhawk.com. Otherwise, you can check our a link in this show's notes to go to their TalkShoe page. You can't find it, it is Season 5, Episode 7, the webcomic Beacon. You can find it in the past episodes list. Just wanted to get the mention out there for that, and now back to the show.
What if it's true? Just saying.
Girl. Total girl. I have a vagina.
You're not a girl.
I am a girl.
You're a woman.
Well, all right, if we're going to be...
Rule 30 goes back with like rule 29. There are no girls on the internet. We know this is not true. It's in a lot of these last few could easily be like, don't make assumptions, you know.
Yeah.
However, I want to get to 31.
You know, God damn it.
I want to go straight to 31.
You should have done this last week, so you would have been in slapping distance. That's rude.
Mark, do you want to cover?
Did we go to break?
We did go to break, and we're back. Mark, do you want to go to 31?
I think we should just go straight to 31.
Well, we're at 31 now.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Tits or get the fuck out. The choice is yours.
Every goddamn one of you.
I just read it. Now, this is in direct contrast to the previous rules where there are no girls on the internet. Well, you're going to get fucking man tits at this point, ladies.
I don't think that's what it's about.
I
think they're about real ones more than...
I fucking hate this shit. And it seems to me the more intellectual a girl is being, the more you get this shit. If you're not interested in what I have to say, move the fuck on. But Christ, do not treat every fucking woman you see as a goddamn stripper. No, it's rude.
Not every.
There are strippers for that.
Not every.
What,
I mean,
GTFO, what is that one?
Get the fuck out.
Tits or get the fuck out. That's the whole point, is that the only reason any woman should ever be anywhere is to, like, show off her boobs for you.
Oh.
I mean,
I will be back there. Just remember this. I will punish you.
Is
this the equivalent of screw or walk?
Yes. Oh. Exactly. This is cash gas or
I thought it was offering me a choice. It says the choice is mine. I would go to for tits then.
No. It's the choice you're giving the woman. Show me your
I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I just saw the magic word and thought, habba habba. Okay. If I got a choice, I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, but I guess I was wrong.
Ustream chat screwed up for me again, so I re-logged in, so I'm sorry if I missed anything of importance. Let's see here. Here we go. In addition to tits, rule 32, you must have pictures to prove your statements.
Well, if you're talking about nice tits, I think.
Yeah. You could look at it like that, but that's more like, it's more the pictures or it didn't happen. Pics or it didn't happen.
Yeah, and how many times do you think I have gotten that particular response in context of something sexual versus something I've claimed to have done? Let's take a
naked
wide
with guess. Angela Jolie. Angelina Jolie and I are naked in the hot tub right now.
Yeah, you need pics of that or it's not happening.
Yeah.
Mostly this has been in relation to sexual things.
Yeah, pics or get the fuck out.
Right now, I'm having a fivesome with four hot, sexy chicks.
Pictures are never happening.
And too bad that all of them are going to be very disappointed.
So, okay. That's too many.
Yeah, I can only work on one at a time.
How does this relate to webcomics, though?
Yeah, I've not been in a threesome with two women before, so.
No. Uh-huh.
No pictures, it never happened.
Well, actually, a couple of times there were pictures. I don't know where they are.
Oh my god, you should never lose track of that shit.
I was told that my face was not in the pictures.
Oh, and you just took their word for it? Pics are getting... What, did you not hear, read the rule?
Well, husband was taking pictures.
And yet, you just took...
Well, I could see where the camera was.
That doesn't mean you know if the face is in those pictures or not. Great, now I'm giving, evidence.
The things that I admit on this show.
TMI.
I appreciate, actually, that you admit these
just
things.
Just the thought of pictures of a naked fest out there on the internet. Oh,
I think
Jesus.
It's important.
No, maybe, here it is. It's like, maybe my face isn't in it, and then you don't know which is which, so now you can't watch any porn.
That
may have my cock in it.
I think for webcomics at this point, it would come down to those bizarre notoriety claims.
Right.
Stan Yan thought this was the best idea ever. that's kind of like, it's backing your statements. I'm going to at least want to link something. Come on.
I know so-and-so. And they all say my comic is cool.
Right. Actually, I think the reason why I'm being a little bit more bold in telling stuff is because I know people that are a little bit more bold,
You know people weirder than you,
There's like Yamino and Megan Rose Gedris and a number of other people that are, putting themselves a lot on the internet.
I think it's really important
who they are.
But they're awesome.
And what they support and all that, and
The more people are open about their sexual experiences, the more people who are really, really shut down in their sexuality will be able to open up about those things because they realize that they're not freaks and that it all is all normal. There's a very wide range of sexual experience. I think it's really, really important that people are open about those things.
I'm just happy to have some.
and I'm
ain't gotta be weird or nothing.
Tanya, I'm going to send you a link to my Tumblr post in the chat here.
Okay.
So you can look at it later.
I don't need whips and chains and balloons and stuff.
No balloons.
No glitter. You know, I don't need none of that.
Yeah, Tanya has an allergy to latex, so no balloons. Unless they're lambskin balloons.
Don't need banana skins. Don't need cool whip or none of that.
Let's see here. Well, all right. Now, in response to what is possibly going to happen with all me telling these things, Rule 33, lurk more. It's never enough.
Yep.
Another one of those, I guess, sarcastic rules.
Actually, this is great for webcomics, though. And I don't think it's a sarcastic rule. I think the point is that you don't just jump in, you know, their point was don't jump into a conversation. The longer you lurk, the more you know about the forum that you're getting ready to post in. So lurk a little bit longer. With webcomics, I would say that this is the, you know, it goes into the don't advertise your comic when you only have two in the archive. Don't, you know, jump in and give your professional critique of another person's comic when you've got, you know, one paint drawn piece of work out there. Don't, you know, it's. Wait a while. Don't announce your daily update schedule until you've done it for a couple of months and know that you can pull it off.
I would also like to amend this rule with know your place.
Know your place.
Yeah, that is
a good point.
Don't get come, above your station.
Yeah, don't get come bursting news like, oh, well, this and that and da-da-da. I mean, yeah, you can have your opinions, but you got to make sure you don't come off as though you're trying to be an authority on something in which...
Don't claim authority you don't have.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, our favorite rule. Yeah. Our most favorite rule. Rule 34.
Can we go back to 31?
Rule 34. If there is porn of it, no exceptions. Amended by Rule 35. If there's no porn found at the moment, it will be made.
Yeah.
Just to prove a point.
There's prawn everywhere.
Yes.
Yep.
It's like a flock of geese have been around for a while. You can't
I've
help
contributed
it.
To this.
Yes.
My family circus born.
However, I should amend this once again. Underage is still underage.
Even if it's not in another country.
Even if it's cartoons.
Though apparently, as somebody, I think Eric informed me, I don't know if this is entirely true, but apparently... Not real pictures of underage activities is not technically illegal. I don't know if this is true or not, but
it depends on where you are.
Yeah.
There's actually been a very recent case in Canada where someone who was crossing the border had a manga that had an underage girls. You know, it was a schoolgirl kind of comic. And he's been charged with, you know, trafficking of child pornography. So it doesn't matter in some places, that drawn depictions are still considered child pornography in a number of places.
I mean, if he had been going to Kentucky or something, it'd been all right, but
well,
you know, they marry you off when you're what, 5? I don't know.
Speaking of which, did you know that it's legal to marry cousins in more states than it is to marry, same sex?
It's most actually the majority of states. In the majority of states, it is legal to marry your first cousin.
I mean, first off, I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with marrying cousins.
No.
There
is genetics.
Well, no, not necessarily.
That's not
it would
even
actually
true.
Take several generations of marrying your first cousin before you would end up with any real genetic difficulties, unless you have a strong genetic, problem in your family.
I don't know that
but it's not going to show up. And even with cousins, it's not like that. That's still like an added mix of different DNA.
But only to a point. A lot of like English families, my ancestry, unfortunately, was wealthy English, and they married first cousins for so many generations that it did eventually cause issues.
Right. And also they're on an island and they've had.
So which it's a shallow genetic pool to begin with.
Yeah. And
like the southern states with the hillbillies and stuff.
I'm basically saying, you know what? You know, love is love if that's what it really is. And
how do we get to be talking about cousins? Where were we?
I don't know. It was about porn, and that definitely follows porn.
To underage but this also, children having sex with their cousins.
Well, because there is a lot of the idea is that you know, yeah, you can make porn of it, but you should still be aware that that might be illegal.
Right, and this goes into 36. There will always be something even more fucked up shit than what you just saw.
Yep.
The only thing that saves me is.
And this has been harder to find ever since Ogrish.com went away. though there's still something awful and some other sites. But Ogrish.com, it would show pictures of real death. You know, crime scenes.
Some things are just nipples on a bat suit level wrong, you know.
Yeah.
Even on the internet, nipples on a bat suit, you know.
Yeah, but it gets worse. Yeah.
I know.
I came across yesterday. I said it, and the second I said it, I knew it was a mistake. So that is the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. And then literally one click later, proven wrong. Literally one.
Well, it's still true. It was the most fucked up thing you had ever seen to that point.
Yeah, but there's something worse.
Yes.
You can't say this is the worst. This is the most fucked up thing ever.
You can't say, now I've seen everything, because you have not.
There is something out there.
And I will admit, I'll amend this rule with rule 35 to go with it. You know, if not, somebody will make it.
Exactly. It's coming.
And
there's
this
chores on its way.
And this will also relate to rules, new rules 1 and 2. We do not talk about Sonic 2.
I don't even understand. Was that a child? Did a child do that? Are we making fun of a child?
I don't know, and I don't know if to hope so or not.
There's porn in it anyway.
Is there porn eventually?
I don't know.
In Sonic 2?
We're not talking about it. Anyway, rule 37, you cannot divide by zero just because the calculator says so.
Well, that's true. You can't divide.
So if you don't have any updates, you can't go around talking about webcomics like you make them.
Absolutely.
Is that what that means? Don't do any updates, so you still have me on the show.
Yeah, but you know stuff.
But you used to.
You got boobs.
But you used to. There's evidence.
I know stuff and I have boobs. Let's be clear. That's the absolute honest answer. Right?
Well, the absolute honest answer is that you were there from the beginning. You were like a founding mother of the webcomic Beacon. It'd be kind of wrong
really
to kick you
to
out.
Kick me off.
No, actually, I keep you on because you're enjoyable and you give me shit and it's funny.
And you have boobs.
And I do have boobs.
Well,
and they're good too. And no, you don't get pictures.
And you break down so famously.
Oh, that was
and
that
you,
was.
You have made a webcomic. You're not just somebody.
And
like,
it was there.
It was.
There's evidence that you have been.
And that you might do again.
I might. I'm trying.
And you know stuff and have
boobs.
Habba habba.
let's see here. Let's see here. Rule 38.
No real
limits of any kind apply here. Not even the sky.
I actually like this as a webcomic rule because it does go into kind of the infinite canvas idea. And there is a lot that you can do with comics on the internet that you can't do with print comics. And that is something that we should, you know, I think really explore and play with and move around and don't feel like you're hemmed in by what's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be super popular if you try something really odd, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try it.
Unfortunately, this also applies editorially, that there are no real limits. You can do all kinds of the nastiest antisocial crap.
Yeah.
Not the comic antisocial. I mean, just, you know, antisocial stuff in general.
White power bigoted.
Anti-Semitic. You fill in the blank. You can do all kinds. You know,
it's that whole freedom of speech
gore,
thing.
Rape, murder, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's that darn Republican freedom of speech thing.
Yeah. Freedom of speech is one of those blessing and bane sort of things.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. It's And I would like to amend this particular rule with... Wait a minute. I lost my place. No limits, not even the sky. I would like to amend this with reach for the stars, aim for the moon. I think that's how it goes.
Reach for the stars, even if you miss... you reach for the moon, even if you miss, you'll still be among the stars.
Among the stars.
Oh, well, however it goes. Anyway, moving on.
But you'll be dead because you won't have enough oxygen.
Here's a couple of my favorites. Rule 39 and 40. Rule 39, caps lock is cruise control for cool. Rule 40, even with cruise control, you have to steer. So,
Let's keep in mind that the cruise control for cool is sarcastic. It's obnoxious. Well, we all know yelling. That's what caps lock is for.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're cool.
Caps lock means you're yelling or you're using a particular font in your webcomic. That is all caps, which is the traditional way of doing...
That's what I do.
Which is it's the traditional way of doing a comic. It's for legibility. Of course, understand that the eye is different.
I had this issue. When I went to print, because I prefer fonts that have capital and lowercase letters. It's just, it's more pleasing to me. And boy, you get over that really quick when you go to print, because it's really difficult to make it legible, and still have enough room for art, especially when your artist has sort of like these dramatic, huge scenes, and then you're like, wait, where do the words go?
It's like they're whispering when you use lowercase.
I don't know.
It comes off really lame.
I don't know. I don't remember. Now I have to look at my comic to see if that's what I do. I might use small caps, which I'm a fan of small caps.
I do like the small caps.
It's still fairly clear. Nope, it looks like I use all caps.
I use my own handwriting.
Lowercase.
Well, I letter by hand because I'm anal and stupid, I think, but...
I would amend this to say that if you use a partial caps lock, which is to say you capitalize every first letter in a sentence, you're an asshole and a douchebag and a dumbass.
Unless you're writing the header for like a news article.
Well,
that doesn't count. I mean, if that's how you type, is to capitalize the first letter of every word in a sentence, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Or if you capitalize the every other letter and every word, you are a fucking jack-off.
That also applies. Use your caps lock sparingly.
Well, that's shift at that point.
With great power comes great responsibility. Don't be a douchebag.
Which moves on to our next rule, 41. Desu isn't funny. Seriously, guys. It's worse than Chuck Norris jokes.
What is it?
There's this anime of this girl that... It's fairly pretentious and uses the word desu kind of like it's like a high word. I'm cultured, sort of like, and I say the extra word that's not necessary.
Well, it's sort Japanese thing. For it is, apparently.
But it's
all desu really means.
Yeah, do a search on YouTube for desu, and you'll probably find like a 10-minute video of all the clips of her saying desu.
Okay,
here we go. So, okay, it says Japanese word desu is a copula, a word that links the subject of a sentence with the verb. But then the character, oh, good lord, I can't pronounce this crap, Suseki from the anime series Rosen Maidens ends every sentence with desu. And then, so that's been used now as a meme.
So you'd go like, took dump desu? I mean, is that how that works?
Well, I think she uses full sentences and then that.
Yeah, and then that. It's kind of Yoda speak, you know? where, you know, it is comes at the end. That little, you know, glorious day it is kind of thing. And so the it is part would be the desu. But... Yeah, apparently it's for cutie.
Fancy bullshit. Your own sister, you did. Desu.
Yeah. Oh, now we've got desu or get the fuck out. Internet, I hate you.
Rule 42. nothing is sacred.
Now, this is a great Jimmy Stewart movie here from the 1930s, Nothing Sacred. Oh, that's good.
I'm pretty sure that's not what they're talking about.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's not what they're talking about.
Oh, that was
a bad... Well, I'm pretty sure it is, say, Jimmy. You just...
Ugh. Well, I think we need to...
They're not furry, bub.
I think we both need to practice.
I think dueling Jimmy Stewart's, I don't know.
All right. I will throw in It's a Wonderful Life practice, and then maybe we can...
Okay.
I don't have a copy.
Stop.
Anyway, nothing is sacred. Nothing is. I think a lot of these rules prove that.
I like it that way, too. Don't pretend that your little thing can't be made fun of, can't be... I run in, obviously, run into the religion thing a lot. Like, you shouldn't say that because a lot of people, this is important to them. Yeah, fuck you. I can say whatever the hell I want.
This rule applies to South Park and Robot Chicken like nobody's business.
Randy Milholland actually just did an excellent post on trigger warnings and the idea that, you know, there are some things that shouldn't be talked about.
Yep, we covered this in the newscast.
It was beautiful. And I did a blog post responding to the blog post. And either way, I completely agree. I don't care what your little pedestal issue is. I can still make fun of it. So.
Well, it could go the other way, too. You could do a comic about 9/11 victims getting ass raped in hell.
Yeah.
And you can do that on the internet. Sorry. It's
you won't be very popular, but you can do it. And I support your right to do it.
I think you're a dude. Well, now that we're... Well, we've already Godwinned this podcast, and now we're talking about 9/11, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
That's called.
The webcomic Jack, since we mentioned it before, actually did something with this. He had like this dichotomy. It didn't really focus on it. It was sort of like a backdrop thing. But the two towers, well, one was in heaven and one was in hell. Because not everybody was, you know, good and, you know... You know,
and not everyone was whatever.
So it was an interesting thing. So in heaven, the building, one of the buildings was all nice and fixed and everything, and in hell, it's all like dilapidated, and of course has all the evil people from that event there. But it was like it was a backdrop. It wasn't like a focus, I don't think.
But you're never ever supposed to insinuate that anyone that died at that particular time wasn't anything.
Right. But this is
the internet, so it's going to happen and probably already has.
Right.
And good for them.
And you also can't build a mosque 3 blocks away from Ground Zero, a community center, but you can have a McDonald's like right next to Ground Zero.
And a porn outfit.
Right.
You can buy porn 2 blocks away.
Right. Yeah, totally. You fucking hypocrites.
But not a community center. It's not even a mosque. It's just a community.
What is
center.
The
it has
fucking
a fair room, but that's not a mosque.
What do we have in the fucking Constitution of the United States of America? Freedom of fucking religion, you jackoffs.
Wow, somebody's
corporate straight guys. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, it's only for straight
guys. It's only for white.
I mean, it's not like a terrorist training center, you douchebags. It's a fucking religion, legitimate religion with people in a community.
Well, and it was there before.
Yeah.
It was there before. They're really just expanding to a larger space. So
it's like anyway. Moving on, because obviously nothing is sacred.
All wound up.
Rule 43.
The point is, nothing is sacred.
Yeah.
And here the thing is, Rule 43: the more beautiful and pure a thing is, the more satisfying it is to corrupt it.
Love.
Oh dear.
The innocence of a first love is great to corrupt when you screw her.
Wow. The fact that you would consider sex a corrupting aspect of love concerns me a little bit.
Well, it's like, you know, the real sweaty, nasty, angry, kinky sex.
Holy shit.
Pure
it's love. It's like when you got like the really preppy the really preppy couple that's all like, I love you, and then it's like at night they turn into like different beasts and like, yeah, and they're all like they turn into like monster animals just going at it like raw.
You still
angry.
Don't necessarily find that corruptive.
It's the image that is corrupted. You know, the image.
Not the world. This is how America views sex.
Well, no, I'm saying
more like
the contrast.
Girl who's all pure and innocent, and what's a guy want to do? Wants to
bone the hell
out of her fast as he can.
Please don't do the spoiler thing because it's.
Of course, in my example, I made them both be. Like, they're putting on a facade, like they're like this. It's, oh man,
okay, there's this hideous fundy group, okay, and it was all about this whole, you know, abstinence bullshit, and they did this thing with a rose where the rose was supposed to represent your virginity and, you know, your pure womanhood, and then they passed this rose around to people who would like accidentally step on it, sit on it, pull off the petals and shit, and then finally one guy leaves it on a trash can. This is the American view of sex. It's a horrible thing that destroys your rose.
I disagree. I think that
what's worse is when you get aphids on them. I just,
oh man. Anyway, crabs. The thing is that I think what you just described isn't the thing about sex. It's about the whole purity. It's like the whole fuck you. You don't know real life.
Sex is something that ruins you.
No. I look at it differently. As in, like, don't put up this facade. Don't have this oversimplified, candy coated look at life. I think. To me, as you described it, as I'm taking it, as mm-hmm. it's okay, get with real life. This is your wake up call. Welcome to real life. It doesn't have to be this nasty, but you usually need something like really hard to snap you out of your little daisy.
I'm talking about
in general. I mean, I'm if that's not what it was originally meant for, I'm repurposing that as a metaphor.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I see. But yeah, that isn't what it was originally meant for. It was really meant because then she takes the rose off the trash can and gives it to her future husband. It's really like, oh, look at me. I'm rotten because I've had sex, but I hope you accept this anyway. It was a horrible film.
Interesting.
It really is just very degrading to sexual relations. But regardless,
I think this applies more to, let's say you have a website that's, you know, maybe kid friendly or something like that, and you know somebody wants to go and put naked fucking on it or something,
or like like kittens, you know, where you find the cute kitten pictures and it says horrible things, that kind of thing. The idea is that it is something that people don't necessarily associate with porn and or violence, and so that association is amusing.
Yeah, it's also the contrast. People like mixing it up, having the contrast there. You know, this goes back to nothing is sacred. But I think we need to move on because we're getting towards the end of the original 47 rules, and it's been adapted to since then. You can check it out on rulesoftheinternet.com as well as ohinternet.com. And I think we lost Tanya.
Oh.
But
she must have been corrupted. She had a beautiful connection for a while there. And her Skype connection got corrupted. Oh, terrible.
Oh man, some of these rules like that are on rulesoftheinternet.com, they're changed. Rule 41 says needs more desu, no exceptions. It's like, what? So yeah, we're going off the original that everybody repurposes. Uh-huh. And of course,
you got Tanya back yet?
I think so.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Wow. All right. So moving on to rule 44. Even one positive comment about Japanese things will make you a weeaboo. I don't know what that means.
A weeaboo is someone who's, it's a Japanophile. It's someone who's, you know, all wrapped up in
otaku.
Otaku is actually like a crazy geek. I mean, in Japan, that's an extreme insult. It's somebody who lives in their mother's basement and does nothing but like collect Sailor Moon.
Oh, we call them Trekkies over here.
That would be an
We used otaku. To call them Trekkies. I don't know.
In Japanese culture, in American culture, it just means a geek. It means somebody who's like an avid fan of something. But a weeaboo is specifically someone who loves all things Japanese. And
I think we could probably put Sprite comic in here, or furry comic, or you know what I mean. We could put
makes you one of those. You're a Sprite.
Make a nice comment about furry comics that makes you a furry.
Okay, I've twice said I like Dominic Deegan. I don't want to know what that makes me.
Rule 45: When one sees a lion, one must get into the car.
Yes.
This goes without saying. However, unless you're Ryan Estrada walking around in places where you shouldn't be, where there's lions about, and you just have a video camera. Ryan, you broke
the point
this.
Is don't stay out in the open if you're doing something, you know, if something dangerous is occurring, don't stay out in the open. So for people who, say, have been submitting their comics to a site, mm-hmm. and there you start to notice, like, I don't know, weird issues with the servers and this, that, and the other, don't just stick with it. Bolt, leave, take your shit and go somewhere that isn't about to crash.
What was that forum that they just cut everybody?
Oh, I don't know.
The Platinum Studios one, you know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
So like one of the big ones, one of the big free hosting sites.
Watch
not Drunk
writing
Dark.
On the wall.
Yeah, they pretty much just cut everybody loose.
Drunk Duck turned into The Duck.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
And there's, we should probably talk about that another time since we're running out of time. Now,
so now 45, I have to put in one caveat here.
Okay.
This is not a true rule. If this is the Damnation Alley caveat. Now, if you see killer cockroaches, don't get in the car.
Oh, because now you're...
Not get in the car because you will be eaten by killer cockroaches.
Now you're trapped.
It's more like you should do some running or something. Don't,
yeah. So, yeah, we
don't
should
climb in a car like Paul.
Find a way.
Dumb.
Find a way out of danger.
Right,
but they
right.
ran pretty damn fast, though. They were pretty yeah. fast little cockroaches.
However, I'm also a believer in natural selection. moving on. Now, sadly, these, like I said, these are the original 47 rules. So there's a couple of rules. I'm not sure what numbers they're supposed to be. I thought one was 68, but we'll cover a couple of these rules that aren't in this rule after we finish these last two. 46. There is always furry porn of it.
This is true.
If there's regular porn of it, somebody felt the need to add a tail.
Right.
And ears.
And we already know that there's whiskers. Regular porn of everything. So.
And shiny noses.
Well.
And licking. There's a lot of licking in furry porn.
There's licking in regular porn.
Yeah, but there's way more
the tongue
in
furry
porn.
Do you think it's the tongue in furry porn that makes it so interesting to furry people? Or is it
the
idea of a tail gives you something to hold on to?
Well, no. It's like, as far as like furry porn that I've seen, it's still very humanoid, basically.
But it's seen as an animalistic trait.
And there's animalistic traits like the fur, the colors even, you know, it's usually like thin fur. Well, there are different fetishes, of course, in furry porn as well as any other porn. But I can certainly see the appeal. I mean, you got animals are fucking cute as hell.
Some animals are cute as hell.
Well, see, I might understand.
Or they can be drawn very cutely.
If you got like a furry wolf lady, let's say, but she only has one pair of tatas.
Yeah.
I mean, a wolf should have like six or eight of them, shouldn't she?
Maybe
I mean,
eight.
Well, true. And
then you could say, hey, it's all about the boobs.
And in the proper location, which would be not on the chest.
Yeah,
I have seen that.
It starts on the chest, but then it goes all the way down.
But they're very humanoid stylings. So, they're like aliens. It's like, you know, look at the people that like sexualize aliens.
Yeah.
Same difference. They're just, they're people. They're just humanoid other creatures that are not human, you know? That's my argument.
Think about it, furry porn creators. Think about it. Boobies all the way down. Now,
I have
you know,
seen
that's
furry
gotta
porn.
Be good. Right? I think you're
I,
but
I have
but
seen
they don't.
Furry porn where they did the boobs all the way down. And now thanks to the movie Paul, you know, the thing with the three-titted alien is like, hey, extra boob. It's good. Woohoo.
Hey, Captain Kirk already did that.
Total Recall totally did the triple boob.
They did do the triple.
All right.
That's the funniest.
Star Trek V had a tiger chick with three boobies.
Oh, and speaking of furries and sexualization of fucking the new Thundercats and Chitara. We're going to see a whole lot more of this at Fur Affinity, and I will not be unhappy for it.
I can't.
Well then,
and even
care
the Thunder
about another fucking reboot.
The Thunder,
I don't care.
The Thundercats, are already really furry, but I would say they're even more humanoid than animal, for the most part. So that's even a little bit more okay for
just
some
like
people
to
that
put
have
out a call right now to our generation. Can we please stop masturbating to our childhoods? Please, I'm tired of seeing the same fucking movies and things that I saw when I was 12. Cut it the fuck out and write a new script. This is ridiculous.
I don't know.
It's nostalgia masturbation, and it's pissing me off.
Well,
it's only because the movies they don't make nostalgia-wise, they all suck.
It's pissing you off, but I don't mind the updates for the most part.
You've already seen it.
Is a safe
you
thing
know how it
people.
Fucking ends. You know the story. Stop masturbating to your childhood.
That's why we'll just make it different it. And make that person a woman and kill this person off.
I actually liked the Speed Racer movie.
You know what I like? When they stop it. Stop it! Write something new!
No,
for
I...
For fuck's sake!
They had it... Because you kind of knew, like, the story between Rex and Speed, they actually twisted it up a bit so that you're like... You
were gay lovers now?
Well, no. But they there's, like, a point in the movie, it's like, wait a minute, Rex is supposed to be his brother. It's like, why is he not his brother? So they threw you.
Don't.
And that was
I hate
pretty
when
cool.
they do that.
They didn't throw you enough. It was still fucking Speed Racer. Stop it. It's still fucking Transformers. Stop it. We've already done this. The future is not that scary, folks. Let's just go
just
into
stop
it.
Stop Michael Bay. I'm happy.
I will redirect you to... I will redirect you to Red Letters Media review of the 2009 Star Trek movie.
You got to understand that Hollywood is not a democracy. So why didn't they just let Star Trek end? Or just make a new, original science fiction film? Well, that question has three answers. Number one, marketability. Number two, brand recognition. Number three, fucking money. See, movies don't have a lot of time to make their money back. Why's that, you ask? Competition. The further backwards in time you go, the sharper the memory most titles will be to the masses, and that's because there was less crap to sort through. If a movie has a title that people recognize, it'll add a lot of financial security to that project.
Fuck. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Anyway, rule 47. The pool is always closed.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
I can't swim, so don't care.
I'm going to find out what that
means. But nobody can play...
I can't swim.
But the other, you can find out what that means, but the other rules I wanted to bring up, I think they're rules somewhere. It's like, one rule would be there's going to be a furry version of it. You know, they're going to, or with the My Little Ponies, there's going to be a humanoid version of it, you know, that sort of like switch. But
My Little Pony Porn.
I thought it was Rule 68 or something like that, where basically, you know, there's going to be the opposing gender of any
my
version of things.
Horny,
there'll be a
horny.
There'll be a female version of a male character or a male version of a female mm-hmm. character. That's a
this
rule somewhere. I don't know where that
here
is.
Here we go. Pool is closed, an expression used during raids conducted against Habbo Hotel Game World, where trolls block off the only entrance to the pool of the eponymous hotel. So the idea is that it's... stopping people from getting in.
Well, there you go. And those are the rules of the internet and our take on them. And I have how many things I have admitted on this show. If you're still listening, be sure to check out
win the whole forward progressive aspect of it when you seem embarrassed by the fact that you've mentioned it.
You just hope that something you've admitted is somehow shocking.
Well, no. It's the thing. It's like on the podcast is a very different beast than if I'm talking to people in person. There's all these faceless strangers out there listening to this that don't actually know me, especially when I don't use my real name online at all. You will not find a link anywhere. I challenge you.
To your real
because you actually have to know my real name first.
It does sort of ruin the whole I'm going to be forward and progressive by being, you know, by talking about these things as though it were normal because it's normal, and then like you don't use your name and you like seem embarrassed that you've mentioned it. It kind of ruins that whole progressive vibe.
Hey, I can be embarrassed, but I still said it and it's still out there. And also, as far as the name thing, I'm still me. I am Fessworks. Fess is the name I've used online forever. And it's a nickname I've used when I was a kid. It's my name.
I completely get that.
It's just that... If you
saying,
know me,
it's slightly less progressive.
Slightly less progressive, but still there.
To be ashamed about these things.
I mean, if I could, I probably would change my
I
name.
I can't believe
Fest,
you said something about somebody's handle.
Oh shit! Are we still recording? Yes.
I mean, you know, that's so 70s
yeah,
CB culture. 70s. I
handle.
Well, there's other reasons why I don't
come
use
back,
Nick.
Good buddy. 10-4.
Yeah, typically you use Nick.
There's other reasons why I don't use my legal name online, but. which is why I don't go into it.
Deniability, plausible deniability.
No, it's a matter of people and that I would know.
Because you're in the witness protection program or something. You don't.
It's the people I know offline. I don't want them to know what I do online. And sort of vice versa. Okay. But honestly, FestWorks. FestWorks is.
Why do you want them to know?
FestWorks is more me than my real name.
I don't get it, though. Why would you not want them to know what you're doing online? Well, you're not even doing anything wrong online.
I
could get it if you were like a cyber criminal. You're not. So why hide that?
It has to do with my personality and the way that I've interacted with people from high school.
You know what? Oh my God.
And also my family. I didn't come out as a cartoonist until last Christmas. And I'd already been doing webcomics for 4 years.
You have to come out as a cartoonist, coming out of a fucking closet. You are way too.
Well, I come from a Roman Catholic family, and I'm doing
this.
What
is that going to do with comics?
My comic is that I have characters that talk
you
about.
You freaked out your parents more by saying you had to reveal something personal. I have to come out and tell you.
Really,
I've lived a lie all these years.
I didn't tell them.
I'm a cartoonist, mom and dad.
I told them earlier.
Something much worse.
I told them earlier. I told them earlier than I told my rest of my extended family. And the thing is like, you know, I have a comic that starts off with talking about, you know, pagan stuff, and there's a goddess and everything, and I'm cursing and I'm swearing and all this sort of stuff. Is like, am I going to be ostracized? You know, it took me a while to come out as a pagan to my parents, and I thought I'd be ostracized sort of thing.
Okay.
So.
If you are going to be ostracized for who you are, fuck it. Let them ostracize you.
Well, this is also when I was still living at home. Okay.
Okay. Hey, you had financial incentive, and I completely understand that. You no longer do, so now you're just being a pussy.
Well, no. There's only aside from my family, which still calls me by my real name. There's only, I think, all my other friends call me Fess.
Okay, but like, are you seriously concerned over your high school friends? Who gives a fuck? I cannot imagine what my graduating class thinks about me. You know, they all friended me on Facebook this last year because our 20th year reunion was this last weekend.
Yeah,
I cannot imagine the cold bath that must have been. That must have been hilarious.
I went to a Catholic school.
And I was a fundamentalist Christian. Life goes the fuck on. They get over it or they move on.
But
Why do you care?
It's still like
I was a fundamentalist Christian in high school. I am now a pansexual, atheist, polyamorous feminist. Holy fucking shit. Like, I don't think you get a bigger bath than that, right? Let your freak flag fly.
Yeah, maybe not. I'm not trying to compare myself to you, of course. There we go. I thought I almost accidentally deleted something.
It's you know what? It's your life.
Well, yeah.
I don't see the point.
And the thing is you know, it's just like the whole association with this and that, and you know, it was also about protection too, because it's like I had some bad experiences when I was online. You know, I was I didn't know anything, and I was getting trolled and made fun of, and I was made fun of a lot. So the internet was my escape from reality. I'm somebody else that nobody knows, and they can't say, oh, it's that fucking douchebag or whatever, you know, because I didn't have a very good high school experience.
And neither did I. And I get it. I mean, I understand that it was kind of a safe haven. You want to.
Right. And Fess is my identity now. That's who I am. I sign all my emails as Fess, even to my parents.
So then if Fess is your identity, why don't you kill off the other guy? That's what I'm getting at. I'm not trying to get you to kill off Fess. I'm not trying to get you to
because
be that other guy online. I'm trying to get you to kill off the other guy. It
because,
doesn't make any sense.
Because trying to change legally your name stuff to...
It's not just the name I'm talking
it's
about.
Not just it's not just the name, it's all the it's like your high school diploma.
No, I mean,
your records
from people. You're hiding who you really are from other people is what you've said.
Well, no, that's see it's you, here's the thing. For the people that I would like, you know, I invite people to the real me if I want them to. You know,
okay.
I'm, you know, it's like if I don't, you know, like when I'm on a dating site, you know, I have a different ID for that. And obviously I don't want people from here trolling me on my dating site, so I don't tell people
wait,
that.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. So you're on a dating site, not revealing the real you.
No, no.
What are the chances you're going to get somebody?
No. Hear me out. I just said the reverse, and so I don't tell anybody my dating handle because I don't want to be trolled there by people that don't like me here. So I'm like on there, and I say what I do. I work with webcomics and podcasts, and I don't give any links unless somebody shows an interest in it. And then I say, well, here it is. You know, so I don't put it out there right away.
It just seems like a very complicated way to live your life.
Well, no, it makes sense to me, and it's like I'm not going to put something out there that people can just go and troll just for the sake of trolling. It's, you know, it's a safeguard, but if somebody is showing an interest, it's like, here's the link to my stuff, you know?
Okay. I clearly do not have the same experiences than you do.
Well, obviously. I started the internet differently than you, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, To be clear, it's not like it's always a positive experience. Like I said, I've gotten death threats. Sometimes it's a very negative experience, but it obviously
Well, death threat is a very negative experience.
That's a pretty negative, reaction. But I don't know that I react the same way. I get the death threat, and I don't think, oh no, I need to separate. No, right. I was just like,
Psh. And also because one of the first quote unquote fan arts that I got for PSI. Was fairly disturbing enough for me to, like, I'm not going to use my real name online.
I didn't think it was that disturbing, honestly. I mean, it was weird, but...
Well, it was, this is you and me. It wasn't...
Okay, yeah, welcome to every woman's life.
Right,
what?
Right, and I understand that, but it's like these things cement in my brain. It's like, I'm not using my real name online.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody could probably, if they're savvy enough, they probably could find, you know, my real legal name. But it's like I'm not gonna give you any hints other than I live in Minnesota and you've probably heard my first name on the show before.
Yeah.
But
I know I've let it slip at least on one occasion.
You bastard! You know my yeah you do.
Yeah, I do. And you mail me things.
Shit. Aw, Fezziwig.
We love you. I'm sorry that you're wound up.
I have problems. I have issues. And this podcast is a particular example of that.
You're a little bound up.
All right. I think that is it for me.
We've had our counseling session. We can move on.
This is all the reason I have this show anymore. is for therapy.
Whatever works.
And if you would like to help out with my therapy, go to webcastbeacon.com/advertise for more information.
Because therapy is expensive.
Therapy is expensive. All right, that is all for this week of the Webcomic Beacon. Come back next week when we do episode 200, where we'll be talking about our favorite webcomics and whatever else comes up. Remember that I'm planning to do a podcast in the future on people's experience with going on hiatus and coming off, so we're looking to do a call-in show for that, so stay tuned. And next week we'll also be recording episode 5 of Web Fiction World on the Webcast Beacon Network, and we should be starting to be now broadcasting that show live, possibly going with this kind of the same update schedule as the Tropecast, as in once or twice a month, you know, as we can get it in there. So that's exciting as well. And I have been Fess of PSIWebcomic.com.
This is Tanya of DaisiesAndChipProductions.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.